With all the construction on I-15 in Utah County, getting to Salt Lake City International Airport can be a hassle. Classic 89's Stephen Tanner tells us how people in Provo and surrounding areas are celebrating after Provo Airport opened up for commercial flight service.
Birds chirped with excitement as people walked into the Provo Airport, but it was a different kind of bird that captured the attention of hundreds of people. The Frontier Airlines jet named Lucy the Goose touched down for the first time in Provo to the cheers of more than 500 people. Frontier Airlines started its commercial flight service between Denver and Provo, and people from all over Utah County came to celebrate the historic event. Live entertainment and refreshments helped kick off the celebrations and ribbon cutting for the new terminal for Frontier Airlines.
1, 2, 3!
Frontier Airlines Provo manager Matt Cleese thanked the crowd for coming out.
And everyone here should be very proud, because without all of your support, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you very much for inviting Frontier here, and we look forward to serving you.
At 9:45 p.m., the first commercial flight to arrive in Provo in over 51 years landed safely on the runway. And the celebrations continued into the night. For Classical 89, I'm Stephen Tanner.
If you're planning on flying from the Provo Airport, try to give yourself plenty of time. Frontier Airlines flies from Provo to its Denver hub only once a day.